Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like chicks, but every once in a while, I'll jerk a guy off.
That's right.
Right. What if you just have your husband pile drive you and shit in your ass?
What? Oops. It's like someone gives their kidney. Just give me your poop. Not today.
Our second guest, Mr. Tom Segura.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We're talking about a lot of cool stuff before.
Yeah, we were talking about cool stuff.
It was very cool stuff.
You had a very cool story that you shared about an old friend.
Listen, we all have our stories.
Yeah, we do.
I have something else cool to show you, which is just a little aperitif to get us going.
Yeah.
This is
I love when you kick it off like this.
Yeah.
Have you eaten today, by the way?
No, never. Once a day. So I never
eat
before I come
here. But when's the window?
Usually like 5 o'clock. And then Jamie, how long is the window?
Like 2 to 3 hours.
He eats
nonstop for 2 to 3 hours.
How much do you get in that window?
So just to like, you know Loro, that place Loro?
Here. Yeah, yeah.
So I order like 5 pieces of salmon, a salad, a thing of rice.
Oh, yeah, he did it at my house.
The short, not short rib, what is it, the brisket. And like I did it at her house. And she, like...
My son was like, those are all for you? Like,
so her
very
whole
confusing.
Family eats, then they have dessert, mm-hmm. then they're like up doing stuff, and I'm like halfway through mm-hmm. eating. And then Jamie will like end up coming back because she feels bad and she'll
me. You're still hungry when you're doing this?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Are you forcing it, or you're just
no,
like,
not
he's
no,
hungry
I never
right now. I mean, you're starving right now.
Yeah, right now I'm okay, but if you put some kind of piece of food here, I would lose.
Really?
Like, I just shut. Yeah, because as soon as I like smell or like if I walk by a place,
because we're getting
cooking,
closer to the window too.
Yeah, we're getting close to the window. But and the reason I eat once a day is because once I start eating, I can't stop. Like I'm hungry and I could stop, but I'm still hungry all night.
So when you get to the end of like, when you're like, all right, that's good.
Then I'm like, I need sugar. You know, I'm like, I want something sweet.
That's at the 2 or 3 hour mark of the eating window.
Yeah. Then I'm like, oh, what
that's
happens?
About
and then I'll
7:30.
Start eating like oatmeal, like
and this works
overnight
for you,
oats.
Though. This works for you.
Yeah. 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 It's good. And I feel, most importantly, I feel good. Like,
but the crazy thing is, I think I heard you ask him like, what would you need for a French fry? I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about? He's like $1 million, $10 million.
No,
$100,000 for a full McDonald's meal is what I would need.
Okay.
God.
Which is, but because I haven't eaten fried foods, I couldn't even tell you. Like,
but
if
you had one
years,
French fry, one, you think that would what? Fuck you up?
I just don't want it. Like, I don't want that in my body. Like,
okay,
I don't
want
to feel shitty.
Your body's a temple.
Yeah. Like, ever since
even
I
even if it's like a, you know, because there's shitty, like, let's say, like, a shaved, somebody slices a potato, and you know what I mean?
But
like,
are
in
you
front
deep
of
frying
you.
It?
Well, yeah, they're
that's
frying
the
it.
Problem. Okay. If it's, yeah, I'll eat. There's
does it
a lot
matter
of stuff
what
I'll
they're
eat.
Frying it in? Because there's different oils you can fry stuff in.
Yeah, just once something is deep fried, I'm kind of out.
Okay.
Deep fried is like my number one bad thing, and then sugar is probably number two.
Sugar's my.
Processed sugar?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, refined sugar.
Fried
yeah,
foods, yeah. If I, you know, if you're like, oh, there's some tempura here, I'd be like, I'm definitely going to have diarrhea if I eat this. Like, that's what it goes. It's an
immediate diarrhea
maker. It's an immediate diarrhea.
Wow.
So if I'm like, do I want diarrhea right now is the real question.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you want to clean everything out.
Sometimes, I mean, I have girlfriends where I'll be like, oh my God, you guys, my stomach's so bad, I had diarrhea. They're like so jealous.
Yeah, yeah. So jealous.
You know, oddly, one of my favorite parts of your book was when you described how you like to cook your salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, this is very... It was very well written.
It's one of the few things. So I went to a French cooking class, like a one day one.
Oh, okay.
And I focused on two things. Chocolate souffle, which I could make like an amazing chocolate souffle. I think I gained 30 pounds in the next month just eating chocolate souffle.
Yeah.
And then salmon, but
how
I wanted
Larry
to,
King say
I
it?
Wanted to make chocolate souffle. but I wanted the salmon where when you go to French restaurants, it's like, I would eat. I'd be like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's hard to
and
make
then
good
go
salmon.
To other it is. It's like, it's a, you know, it's a, there's a skill set there involved. You learn that it's like all of it, just you need a good teaching. And then you're like, oh, that's it. But if you don't know, there's people, most, the biggest mistake with salmon is everyone overcooks salmon.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
everyone overcooks salmon and every you're time. Like, oh man, it's like all dry now.
Yeah.
But that French way, you do skin side down on real butter and you let that crisp. And then when you flip it, you have a little
six
bit less
three,
time.
You said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you still have like, I would say like almost like a medium rare. You know,
wow. Yeah, yeah, that's the best. And the inside is still a little sushi like.
And some people get scared, you know, they're like, oh, am I gonna get sick? And you're just like,
no,
you're
people
poor.
Eat sushi.
Stop being poor. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You talk about like fucking poor shit. So I said, on here, I was like, people are such losers who eat bad pizza in New York.
Yes,
right? Which is like, how could you eat bad pizza in New York? There's good pizza, and people were like, well, you don't understand. Like, some people can't afford...
Get out of here with that shit.
You can't afford...
A
slice? When I was growing up, first of all, slices were $1 or $1.25.
Right.
You could get a great slice for... You could still get a great slice for $1.50.
Yes.
And you're like, what are... But people just hear like...
People just don't know, Rob. How is somebody that's not from New York...
Why don't they know? But, because they're losers. They're losers, Jamie. but how could you not know? If you go, hey, I'm going to go have... Like,
if I'm a tourist in New York and I see three pizza places within one block both have some version
tourists.
Of saying that they're the number one.
Who said tourists? I'm saying people who live in New York,
okay.
They know there's
okay.
Good... Everybody's trying to find a little caveat in this. No,
hey,
no, no. I'm just saying, if you live in New York and you're walking out of a bad... pizza place, you're a loser. Like every other decisions you make in life are fucking
poor. Yeah,
terrible, because you don't know that like two blocks down is. And by the way, if you're walking out with two slices, it's better to have one good slice. If you're saying I can't afford,
do you have, by the way,
nuts.
Do you have, because like my one of my favorite things in the world, croissants, right? Like I'm and I try to be a good boy and not pursue them every week.
Yeah.
But there's some places where I'm like, yo. And so I found, you know, there's one in Paris that I found that's amazing, obviously. No, there's some there that are also bullshit.
Right,
it's like
sure.
If you're,
yeah.
If, it's like the same thing you just said. If you're in Paris and you're eating this fuck bullshit dry bread, you're a clown.
That's
like,
right.
You know, if you think that this, like, you got to go to the, you got to find the good stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's one in LA that I've raved about because it's so good. It's actually,
you posted about it.
I posted about it and it's amazing. It's amazing. It's actually, it's an Italian guy and the Italians call croissants cornetti. They don't call it croissants.
Oh.
And this guy does like 3 days of, you know, prep for
a
croissant.
For one.
Yeah. And you're just like, and you eat it and you're like, holy shit. And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking in here all day, man. You
know, yeah. So it's like, art.
Yeah. It's like, it's a whole thing. He's dedicated
you're
to it.
You're tasting the labor.
But that is, do you have a New York one or two places where you go? If you're in New York and you want a slice, go here. Do you have that off the dome?
Oh, I mean, well, Locale's in Brooklyn, but Locale's fucking fantastic.
Fantastic?
Fantastic.
Is there a 2-hour line to get a slice?
Yeah, no, let's talk about off the street, $2.50
I mean,
pizza.
I'm just a traditional Joe's guy. I just always think Joe's is great. It's always there for you. It's fucking, it's always going to be an 8 or above, like 8.5. Like, it's always a fucking great, solid slice.
Also,
like, I haven't lived in New York now for a bit, so things change, you
things
know what
change,
I mean? So it's like, I don't have, like, a local spot. And where you asked me this 10 years ago, I'd be like, bang, bang, bang. Like, mm-hmm. I was great with it, but... I want to try when we go back soon. I want to try Scars. I hear Scars is
in the city
slice.
Or in
yeah in the city.
Okay,
but yeah, I think Joe's is just the easy like the original location downtown, like Bleecker Street. John's of Bleecker's great, like that whole pizza area.
Did you see the like clip that went viral?
Portnoy. Oh, the best.
Where he's out there, you know, he likes to do pizza reviews.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's at this place and he always like walks out with a slice from the place and he just talks about the pizza. He was like, this is a fucking dog shit. And then the owner comes out and it starts calm where he's like, I don't appreciate what you do for small businesses, by the way.
Yeah, which is retarded.
Yeah.
He like,
and
then,
like
he
as
blessed
he's doing
small
a
business
selfie
more
video?
Than anyone.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He
it's
has
crazy.
A guy.
Yeah, because Dave is always promoting small businesses. And
right.
He like helps.
You raised like $50 million.
So.
Because if it was good, it would have been great for
exactly.
Business.
Yeah. So he's, you know, he's saying, and then the guy is walking back and Dave's like, hey, fuck you. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
They just, they go back and you motherfucker, fuck you. He's like, your shirt's six sizes too small, you fat fuck.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty
and he's
good.
Like,
that's
you're
a New
a
York
loser.
Moment.
He's like, you're a loser. He's like, yeah, I sold my business for $100 million, then sold it again for $400, then bought it back for $1. Does that sound like a loser? Oh my God. It was the per, like I fucking
yeah,
love Portnoy.
It was great.
Wow.
It was great.
It's so fucking good.
All right, so, but wait, yeah. Say it again, though. What's the Brooklyn thing real quick?
Brooklyn is Locale. So
and the place you're going to try when you get back?
Scars.
So okay. when I went to Locale, I went with Casham and Joe Perino, and you roll up like 2 hours before it opens, and there's literally a guy standing out front with a newspaper, like reading newspaper, and you're like, hey, Rob for four, and he's like, and just like writes it down and doesn't look up at you, and yeah. you're like,
it's like
a soup Nazi, you know, where you're like,
I miss New York so much.
Yeah, and if it's in your window, would you have like 35 slices of pizza? Like, what do you?
Yeah, like I'm not full after a pie. So when I used to eat, Jamie,
really?
When I used to eat,
guys, fucking crazy.
Even like, you know, diarrhea 15 years ago, when I was like eating just whatever. I would order every single day the same thing from the pizza place on my corner, which was I'd get a large pie, half pepperoni, yeah. a chicken frances with a salad, penne alla vodka, and then garlic knots. And I would just fucking eat it all, and then I wouldn't be hungry again for like 24 hours. Because I didn't live on a 24-hour schedule when I was like partying and playing yeah. poker. I would stay awake for like 24 hours, then sleep for 16. So I never... You know, I did. Where now, like my sleep schedule is all a mess. Like my circadian rhythm is terrible.
Now it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
It's still because
poker.
No, just my body wants to stay up. Like oh. if I lay in bed at 9, 10 o'clock, I'll be laying there at 2 a.m.
Have you eaten with any? Because he eats like a fucking lunatic too. Are
no,
no.
He eats a lot of food.
Yeah, I completely understand everything that you're saying, Rob.
But like, yeah, yeah. like we've done, you know, in and out runs. It's like, let me get six, and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Six burgers? Like shit, like that.
Yeah, wow.
I knew I was crazy when I was sick one day, and I ordered something from ramen because I wanted soup, and then I started just ordering a bunch of shit. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll just order everything. I want some of this. I want some of that. And by the time I got my order, and there were four packets of utensils in it.
Oh, like, yeah, that happens
oh,
to me,
yeah.
too.
I thought this was for a family.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I think ramen is a scam.
Okay.
I just think ramen is a full bullshit.
Can I tell you something?
Scam.
Something?
Yeah.
This is no bullshit. I've never had ramen in
me
my
neither.
Life.
Me neither.
Yeah, no,
never.
I had one time,
never?
Garbage.
Never.
Yeah.
What does that say about us?
But I've had the high level people.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had the shit
Hold on,
ramen.
Your opinion of ramen is based on one fucking bad
no,
ramen.
No, no,
experience?
I've had the 60 cent ramen from the store back in the yeah, day when we were poor and loved it. Like it was just salty noodles. Like yeah, it was great. But like going to a Chinese
oh, like
place.
A wait, how about like now though? There's ramen
the big
places.
Bowls. That's what I'm saying is a scam. We're okay. like, think about it. If you tried to take a girl out on a date 10 years ago and be like, I'm taking you to have soup.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, nah,
that's why, and that's why like, ramen's a scam. You know yeah. what ramen looks like? You know when you go to like a drug dealer's house
yeah,
and there's like a fucking like a fish tank in the corner that he hasn't touched in like 3 years
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
like a dead fish's head floating on the top and the fucking muddy water looks like piss
yeah.
and there's like a little fucking tree. Like that's what ramen
Why do drug dealers love fish tanks? They always have fish tanks.
They love it for like 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, have you ever
like,
been
and
high
like,
and stared at a fish tank?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's as close to nature as you get.
But I also, it feels like drug dealers are like, I'm a ball, check this shit out.
For sure.
You
it
like
was
sharks?
A sign of luxury.
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's so nice also because it's like contained. You know
Here's
what I
the
mean?
Thing.
Like,
the move with a fish tank is it shouldn't be like a tank you can pick up. It's got to be like custom.
Oh, yeah.
And
like in
and
a
the
wall.
Only way you like get away with it is if you can afford to have it like maintained by someone else.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you should have
If you have a fish tank guy.
Fish tank. Oh, he
you're
comes
balling.
Here. Oh, Teddy. Yeah, he's going to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleans it out. Feeds the fish.
Dude, have you ever seen a lobster molt? Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Change your life. Can you Google a video of a lobster molting or like YouTube it, whatever? I saw this. It blew my fucking mind. I saw it like just recently.
Lobster molting?
Molt, yeah.
Okay.
They shed their entire shell.
This is like a process they all do?
Oh, I didn't know this. I've seen snakes do this kind of thing.
This shit is insane, bro.
Oh, wow.
This is like some next level alien shit.
And they just...
There's this dude
That's
on YouTube.
That's just one lobster?
By the way, I do have a lot of time on my hands because there's a dude on YouTube who has a lobster and he like showed him molting. This isn't the one.
How often do
the
they
same.
Do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, look at this. Yeah. I thought it was a lobster giving birth.
I'm still confused where what is what.
It's shedding.
It's coming
on this
out
side,
of the middle?
And this side of the screen, that's the lobster
that's
leaving
the old
behind its old shell
oh,
over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Whoa.
Look how crazy.
Oh.
Wow.
He's done with that. Does he grow another show?
He's done with
that. Yeah,
he's
already got it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he's rocking it.
The new one is on.
He's good to go.
Oh, wow.
You know what's crazy is, you know, you get there like a minute late and you're like, I got a lobster. Oh.
Well, dude, what is the, I wonder what it feels like in a lobster's head when he's like, time to molt. Like, how does he?
Nature's crazy.
Look at this. Oh. Now he's like, fuck you, the old me. Wild, bro.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
That's like those malt. That malted shell is like when people hold up their old pants, you know? Like,
yeah.
Check this out. It used to be.
Speaking of old pants, you've worked with two of the most influential people in weight loss history, which is Jared from Subway and Nadav. Who would you say is the better person?
Definitely Jared.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We have a video. We have a video that I wanted to show you. And the title of this video, so you've asked me before about like poker and like shady shit that happens.
Yeah.
This is, this poker video was titled Bipolar Guy versus Korean Gangster. And it's, in the poker world, it was like the biggest thing ever. Like just recently, like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
These guys,
Was this a high level tournament or a game?
This is high level cash games where they're playing for like $50,000. Like they all have $50,000 in front of them. Like wow. This is
but
like
a private game.
No, it's televised in LA.
Oh, televised. Okay.
A televised game in LA. So there's two clips. The first one is just to give you a little taste.
I'm bipolar. I'm fucking insane.
I got
Oh my gosh.
You thought Kanye was bad? Wait till you see me. Check.
Check that out.
I know, but you sound like...
What is...
I don't give a fuck. It's my money. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
All right. So he's just letting...
So that's the bipolar guy.
Right. Yeah. So he's letting the table know, hey, I'm crazy. I'm the guy you don't want to mess with. You know what I mean? So this one, I think this other guy has something else to say about that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
He needs to watch his mouth.
I don't need to watch my mouth.
What's the name? Because I'm in that mood. Bro.
I'm just playing. Why are you talking shit?
I'm not playing.
I'm waiting for
you. I'm not playing.
I'm not playing. Dude, you think I'm scared of you? I'll beat the fucking shit out of you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take it outside. Right now.
You're going to regret life, Jason. You remember who the fuck I am, Jason. You remember who the fuck I am, Jason.
I don't know. I apologize, boss. I did not mean
I will fuck your mom in front of you, Jason.
You will not do that.
Ask who the fuck I am, Jason.
Talk about my mom again.
Huh? Hey,
and
I will fuck your mom in front of you, Jason. I will torture your mom in front of you, Jason.
What is this conversation?
Fucking limbs, Jason.
Because I spoke words?
Yeah,
he started backtracking. He was like, because I spoke words? Like, he started backtracking a little when he
realized. That's the guy in the middle.
This guy, yeah, the poor guy in the middle.
80s hairband guy
like,
in the middle.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'd be covering my smile just like
you. I was going to say, what's he covering? He's either like sucking on his hand or covering his smile, something.
Great tactic when you're trying to intimidate someone, keep saying their name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'll kill your family, Jason.
Yeah,
and he keeps saying Jason. Yeah,
that's
like
a power move. I'm going to use that on my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Do you think our kids would finally listen to us if we would just constantly repeat their name like that?
Maybe.
You better do this, Bo.
The thing is, I don't know if it would work because I do fuck their moms. Yeah. So I'd be like, yeah. I'm going to fuck your mom.
You do fuck and torture their mom?
Like, oh, that's how you got here, bro. You want another brother?
That's right. Yeah, I'll torture your mom.
That might stop him.
I know. That actually might. That dude, that... You know that the other guy really is who to be afraid of.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
100%. This is not even, like, he's not even, like, I wish they had, like, a heart. There are some poker shows that have, like, a heart monitor on them when they're bluffing to see, like, I wish they had monitor on that guy because I think it would have stayed perfectly flat when he's like, I'll torture your family, Jason.
This was not his first rodeo.
No.
And then he says, let's do this right now. And he literally says, he's like, I'm playing poker. We'll do it after the game. Like, he doesn't even want to get up. That, because the clip is longer. And then he says, come up to my, he goes, make sure this guy comes up to my hotel room later. I'm going to cut his finger off. That's what he says.
Yeah. Yeah. He's seen some bad shit, that guy.
Yeah. That guy's
and
not.
The bipolar guy has not. Like, bipolar guy has caused trouble.
Right. A ruckus.
Yeah, he's like, I've been thrown out of a lot of places.
He's made people angry on Twitter.
Yeah. In eighth grade, he was a bad kid. Yeah.
The other guy's like, you know, I've hurt people, man, and I like it.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in a fight at a poker table?
Oh, at a poker table. No, I mean, I've gotten into fights and then they never really like amount to anything because there's so many people around. One time I was at a poker, like an underground spot in New York that had like 8 tables. And I was at the last table and these 2 guys tried to pick a fight with me. And I was like,
why?
Just because they were just being like douches. And like the beef kept going. I mean, this is 16 years ago. And so like we start beefing and they're like, yeah, we'll fucking go outside. We'll take you outside. I go, let's go outside. And I get up and I walk to the front door and they're following me. And right when we get to the front table, I go, Zook, Slug, Hack, and 3 of my boys are sitting at the table. I go, let's go. These guys want to go outside. And the 3 of them stand up and start walking, and we start going outside. And all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, he said. And like then everything changed because I was like, yeah, I'm not alone, fucking losers. Like, you know, 3 of my boys were in the front. Yeah. And then they changed their fucking tone real quick. And then we went back to the table to play. And the whole time I was just like, sitting there while they were like, you know, and they thought they were fucking so cool before that.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm the Korean guy here.
That's right.
Yeah. So we do something else called What's Your Order, which is just I name a place, what's your order?
Okay.
So Chinese, and we're talking, you're max hungry. There's no like, oh, how many people, just whatever you want, like maximum.
I mean, I definitely want some like sweet and sour chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also want the other chicken that has, what's the chicken with the
orange?
Kung Pao.
That has the bite peanuts to it. Like
sesame?
The, you know what I mean? It has like the...
it's fried?
Well, it's fried, but it has, or it can be baked or fried, but it has like the, what's it called? Like almost like the horseradish taste to it, like where it's got some heat to it. Not spice heat. It feels like it's back of the...
I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking of a seasoning with it, I guess.
I'm a Chinese chicken guy. I feel like I should know this.
Yeah.
Where
there's like some extra
thing to it. I'm pretty vanilla, like Kung Pao. I'm a big Kung Pao.
I want that. I also want like some glass noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Probably some rice. And if we're like you said, I'm super hungry, I want dumplings.
Yeah. Yes. And, fried. Always. No steam bullshit. But soup dumplings are good. But just if you're getting regular fried.
No, they're always too hot.
And I want full MSG. I want to feel it coursing through my veins.
Yes.
Wow. That would kill me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to keel over.
Like when you go you go to the fucking Enter the Dragon shit, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's no other white people there. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The walls are like paper.
Yeah. And they're like, why are you here? And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I want that.
You know
back of the throat shit.
Yeah. I want that. And then since we're going like hard on it, then I'll get some beef too. So we're gonna go with some beef.
Mongolian.
Sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And then my dad is a big spare rib.
Spare rib. Okay.
Hit the spare. It's a forgotten art, but the spare rib.
That was my order when I was a young kid. Always spare rib and fried rice.
Well, the problem is, I think you get
fried rice is
fried. I mean, chicken fried rice is the best thing.
I mean,
Jesus.
The I think spare rib gets lost because once you have like barbecue ribs, they're just so much better the way they like fall off the bone and stuff that you kind of, that kind of takes a back seat.
I like
feel.
The work.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate. So what is your, let's go Chinese. We're
my
going,
Chinese order? Spare ribs.
Okay.
Chicken fried rice. Egg rolls.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Veggie egg rolls though. I like sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
And then chicken and broccoli. I really do. I really like the little
chicken
the brown sauce.
Good. Yeah.
I like when you go, if you go to authentic, like an authentic dim sum place.
Yeah.
They just wheel the carts around.
Yeah.
So everything that we're saying, you actually do end up getting all of it.
Yes, you're right.
If you go to like a white person Chinese place.
Yeah.
It's just a menu and you go, I'll have this dish.
Right.
But the dim, like the real Chinese places, it's carts, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You want the, and then all of a sudden you're actually having a banquet.
That's right.
Like at the place.
When I was really fat, what I would do is I would get chicken fried rice, chicken with orange flavor, put the chicken in there, and then I would get like 4 egg rolls. You cut the top off the egg roll and empty it out, and you fill it with the chicken fried rice.
Oh my God.
And orange chicken. You eat that. That's like heaven. Like
I love the orange stuff that the egg rolls come with.
Oh yeah, what is duck sauce? Sauce? Like duck sauce stuff? Duck sauce?
Maybe I'm thinking of just like a sauce. What's the sauce that has kick to it?
Oh, spicy mustard?
Spicy mustard.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
So there's a chicken dish that has spicy mustard like lathered on it.
Yeah, spicy mustard's fucking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the spicy mustard. Because it's different than spice. Like it's not spice. Like oh, this is burning my tongue.
Right.
It's like a whole. You know, like
yeah.
It affects you differently. I'm saying,
yeah, you feel it the whole body.
I love it.
There it is.
Yeah, see, I hate Tabasco. I think Tabasco is like the worst fucking hot sauce.
Yeah,
terrible.
Oh my God, spicy Chinese, man.
Oh, look at a little dollop of it right there.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that shit is
that Chinese hot. I need that recipe.
That's gotta be so easy to make.
You need to go back to cooking school for one day just to do the Chinese food now.
Then like in Philly, obviously it's the cheesesteak places.
Yeah, yeah. Gino's.
So everybody knows like the Pat and Gino's is like kind of it was the touristy thing. So like when I go there, my Philly friends will be like, you know, fuck that shit. Go to this place. Well, this place also has, you know, 40-minute wait. So I did it one time with them. We stood in line. You're fucking waiting. And then, the line moves inside and you're wrapping around. It's like TSA. You're just like fucking wrapping around. Then you get there. You know, all right, you pick your stuff. You got it. And he's, you know, my friend's like, you're going to fucking shit all over yourself. I'm like, okay.
Diarrhea.
You eat it. And he's like, what do you think? And you're like, it's good. It's a cheesesteak. It tastes like a good
cheesesteak. Bread is great. Steak is great. Cheese is great.
It's not... I've never had anything like this before.
Right.
It's like, this is a good cheesesteak.
For that reason, I am always very hesitant to ever recommend food to anybody because I just like, I don't want to deal with the shame of it not being good as good as I'm hyping it up to
be. I think the only like way where I feel comfortable, there's something if you try something once and you're like, maybe I'm having like a hype moment.
Sure.
But if I've had something numerous times and I'm like, this is... the best.
Yes.
Then I feel like when I recommend that croissant place,
right?
I always feel 100% confident that like if you go there and you're like that wasn't good, I'd be like you're a fucking idiot,
right?
Like, you know, I'm gonna cut off this relationship because you're a moron.
That's right,
100%.
Yeah,
it's like, worth cutting off a relationship when somebody really
doesn't like
up
good
food.
Stuff.
Yeah,
you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Or the worst is like if I'm at a poker table and when I first got here and people are talking about like, oh, what's good, and I'm talking with somebody about like. Oh, you know, like Uchi's great and Suerte. And then someone's like, have you tried Whataburger or like something? And I'm like, you don't belong in the sense.
Right.
Like, you don't understand what we're talking about, dude. Like, you're talking about something else.
This applies to everything, though. Like, people's favorite, you know, when you're talking about like movies.
Yes.
Or like comedy, when people, like, there's something about, you know, when somebody gets really hyped about either a movie or like a sketch or a comedian. I'm like, oh, I want to see, like, you're all excited, and then I see it, and I'm like, this is what gets you going.
Oh, by the way, Ted Lasso.
I will never recommend
Ted Lasso.
Any piece of comedy.
Every motherfucker who told me Ted Lasso was good, Ted Lasso is trash. Ted Lasso is one of the worst fucking things I've ever seen. I couldn't believe how hard, and you're one of them who told me fucking.
I
know. Everybody.
What I told you was, I didn't say it was the funniest show ever. I said it made me happy.
When I was watching,
people were
saying. When I was watching Ted Lasso, I was looking around the room.
It made me happy.
The joke's on me here. Like, I was like, when is everyone going to pop out of my fucking closet? And be like, we got you. Oh, horrible.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No fucking way. Maybe like 3 episodes. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to enjoy here.
Yeah.
I don't even know what was supposed to be good about it.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I also have something about me. I have when somebody tells me something's fucking great and the best thing ever,
I go in, this is the best.
Like, that's why I like someone to tell me, hey, you should watch this movie. That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
So what I wanted to know, like, obviously when you wrote the book and then you write a TV show and this, like, is your writing process the same? Can you like set the scene for like what you do when you're writing, or do you just like pull out a laptop and start, or are you like, oh, I have a fucking.
For the book, it was like, sit down and you go like, all right, and you start like, you know, writing or have conversations, because it would be like storytelling, essays and stuff
right.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, the time that, you know, like, and just kind of spills out of you. And then the thing is, you turn those in and publishers were either like, this is fucking gold. And you're like, Yeah. It feels pretty good. And they're like, this should be like, you are good at this. And you're like, that's fucking great. And then the next chapter, like, you get the pages back and it's like somebody cut themselves and bled all over it. And then they're like, what is this? What is the point of this?
Right.
And there's arrows. Like,
I remember
like,
that in second grade.
And you're like, what? And they're like, you need, this is, makes no sense. And you're like, fuck. And then it's the trying, you either are trying to make it make sense or you go like, do I scrap this? Yeah. Like,
what a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Ride.
The writing for like the television stuff that I've been doing and like scripts.
Yeah.
Is more like, okay, general outline, right? Like, okay, I think this is, but I still have, I don't know where it's always going. Right. So
right.
I like the thing that I sent you, I didn't know, like I had a general idea, but I didn't know exactly the beats of it. And then I tend to overwrite. I always feel like for stand-up, I do the same thing where like first time I get up there with something, it's very long. If it's a story, and because you have too much fat in the story.
Right.
Right. And then by sharing it with people, you know, you kind of go like, this is not necessary. Trim it down. And on stage, you kind of just go, oh, okay, these are wasted words.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you try to like do it that way.
Wow. Yeah.
So in this cup, we have a bunch of questions. And so what you'll do, pick a question out of there. But then also before you leave, we want you to write one and throw it in there. Mm-hmm. So then on another episode, somebody will pick it and we'll pick your question.
Should I go in
there? Yeah, go for it. And also Christina's question is in there. So you might pick Christina's question.
Oh,
that would be dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope it's hers for your sake. So you can
also
read
might
the
not be able to read my handwriting. Is it hers?
I know this so well. I don't know if it's hers. I don't think it's hers.
What does it say?
I think it's his. It says, "Are bisexual men cap?"
Oh, that's hers.
That's hers.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah.
Are bisexual men? Listen.
What does that mean?
My thoughts.
I know I used cap earlier today correctly, but I don't understand.
Annie, you want to tell her what that means?
I mean, you got it. You landed it before. It just means it's bullshit. It's a lie. It's not real.
Is bisexuality bullshit?
And here's why because I know like
for men.
For men.
What Christina and other people. Oh, yes.
Well,
I
can't say bullshit. Who am I to tell anybody what they feel? But for the men that I've had in my life, it would be hard for me to imagine that fluidity. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't see how you go from pop back and forth.
Because here's
this is, by the way,
I speak that way for myself as well.
This is what she's saying is the general consensus.
Right.
I would say not everybody, but a lot of people feel this way, that women can be more fluid, that a lot of women have like, oh, I was in college, I made out with a girl, whatever. You meet far less men who are like, yeah, you know, I like chicks, but every once in a while, I'll jerk a guy off.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But two things. One, I think if we were saying this 100 years ago, I think both would kind of be looked at the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we've made it like, yeah, of course you can make out with a chick and it's fine. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've kind of. But the other thing is, after living in Vegas and dating strippers and hearing the things that people would pay them to do, I think it's all, everything's on the table. Like,
tell me.
There's no, so like, yeah. Like the obvious shit where like girls have been like, yeah, I've had a guy pay me to like kick him in the balls. And like, dude, so like, there's no way that there's guys who love to get kicked
job.
In the balls, but there's not guys who like to fuck men and women.
Yeah.
Like, they're
I
think there has to be.
You're right. You're absolutely
everything
right.
Because of how crazy.
If you pose this whole thing to a psychologist, I would say almost all of them will tell you, oh, we know that sexuality is very fluid.
Well, they don't want to lose their job.
Yeah, they don't want to lose their job. But I think it has been kind of, you know, revealed that people, look, a lot of people also will keep these emotions and desires to themselves.
That's right.
They're afraid.
That's right.
Right. To share. Like, and then very few are like, no, I'm out there. This is what it is. But I think to Jamie's point, it's like, I don't know. It's like, as a guy, you know, I'm turned on, aroused by women, and nothing about a man is appealing to me in a sexual way.
Right.
You know? I mean, obviously, you're better to talk to, but I'm talking about like,
right.
You know, like,
they're better for everything else.
Yeah.
It's hard to, especially when you're a guy, like, I know how disgusting my asshole is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, that's the like, that's
yeah,
the like.
Yeah, but girls can have disgusting assholes.
This is true.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's true.
But
girls can be stinkier than men.
But guys, I think they're all disgust. Oh wait, you know what I want to ask you about?
What?
Can you tell Tom? So oh, no. Maybe you've heard of this before. So you've experienced all different types of weird, like alternative medicine, because you've gone to explore all that stuff. I hope Tom has never heard of this. Have you ever heard of anal implants?
Anal implants?
Yeah.
You mean fecal transplants?
Yes.
Yes. I've been recommended to do that many times.
I
know,
and I wanted you to tell Tom.
So basically, it's illegal in the U.S.
very cool.
So they take someone else's poop that has a different, like, bacteria makeup and will put it in your butthole. And apparently that literally changes over your gut.
Your gut does a whole
changeover. So any autoimmune diseases, they're saying.
Have you done this?
I haven't, but there has been multiple people that have been like, Jamie,
you gotta do it.
Go to London and put someone's poop in your butthole, and you will
go
be
to
here.
London, to see them poop from you London. I'm not fucking getting.
I know,
this guy's
right?
Shit.
Can I pick the poop?
Yeah.
And they said it will cure MS. I have been told by many people. I have yet to go down this route.
Whoa,
but
whoa! What are we waiting for exactly?
I'll go shit in a bucket right now.
Jamie, do you need my
ass? Find me the poopy doctor. Can we have a GoFundMe for my poop transplant?
Dr. Drew, stick it right in there.
If you are actually asking for it, you realize that everyone's like, I will shit for Jamie.
That's
like,
right.
Everybody
will.
Yes.
Poop for me. Send
Please,
in your poo
let us
poo
know,
and I'll pick it.
Yeah, let us know if you'll shit for Jamie's
I mean,
ass.
Just so you
do
know,
we need an underground.
We should all shit and then you pick and you'll never know. Like when people don't want to know who the...
It's like someone gives their kidney. Just give me your poop.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it has to be obviously is going to have to be like a grade A poop. Like there's I'm sure there's some type of testing, I'd hope.
Yeah, we'll test
that goes
poop.
On with the poop of the bacteria. But yes, this is a legit thing that people swear has completely changed their lives.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I really feel I hope you pursue this more.
Stay tuned.
I'm thinking like I don't know if we need to go to London for this. That feels like a really far.
I mean, I'd rather go to London than like Germany.
Really?
What if you just have your husband pile drive you and shit in your ass?
Oh my God!
This is what?
We save a trip.
How
you know
could
what
you
I mean?
Look me in the eye and say that to me right now?
You don't like being away from your kids. It's you know. I mean, he puts his. You know, it's all.
He puts his what?
All right, well, that's an episode where...
Can we call him real quick?
I think he's outside.
Oh, really?
I think he's in the lobby.
Yeah, he's always...
Okay.
He's always...
This will be a great, great meetup.
Tom, thank you so much for giving us a show and also coming on it.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Good.
I would love to poop for you, just so you know.
I believe you,
yeah.
And I'm grateful.
And I will not back down from that. I just want you to know, anytime you say it.
But hashtag poop for Jamie.
Poop for Jamie. There you go.
Thank you.
Bye, men are cap.